The Gemara here has a discussion about the importance of davening b'yachid versus b'tzibur. So the Gemara in Brachos Tavav says that when 10 people daven together, the Shechina is with them, Elokim Nitzav be'adas kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with an Eda, a congregation of people, a minyan. This is a very big schus. The Gemara in Brachos also says that Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tfilashin shal rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate, doesn't disparage, turn away the tefillah of the Rambam. But our Gemara here on Tanis Tav Ches says, based on the Pesukim in Tehillim, that even if a tzibur davens together, and you daven with the tzibur don't have kavana, so then your tefillah is still accepted if you daven with the tzibur. But if you daven b'yechidus alone, and you don't have kavana in your davening, then it could be that your tefillah will not be accepted. And the Devarim Rabbi says, Eina chozeres la'olam reikam. If you daven with the tzibur, no tefillah will be turned away. Any tefillah that comes together with a minyan and a tzibur of Jews. Rechaim V'lezhner writes in the Rechaim in Perek Beis on the mission of Alti Rasha Bifnei Atzmo. Don't turn yourself into a Rasha. So he says, what's that talking about? Davening b'yachidus, davening alone. Because if you daven alone, it could be that you'll be called a Rasha in the basin Shemala. If you daven alone, you need extra kavana with Eima and Yir and Pachad and all types of ways to get our davening up to the right level. But if you daven b'tzibur, as is classically explained, all the issues are diffused throughout the tzibur. We don't focus on one individual. We focus on the positive. So then, says Rechaim B'Valashin, nobody in Shemayim will pick you out for any faults that you may have. And even if you don't have good kavana, the tefillah will not be rejected. So what I'd like to discuss here is a controversial topic that is often not spoken about. That is there a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur? Is there a chiyuv to daven with a minyan? And the reason it's controversial is because there are a lot of opinions that don't seem to say yes, and therefore Rabbanim don't like to point this out because we want people to come to shul. But nevertheless, we're going to discuss it, and we'll highlight the different aspects of this discussion. The Ma'bit in the Beis Elokim and the Shar HaYesodos in Perek Lamed Ches says, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, everyone davened by themselves at home. Nobody went to shul. Until the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, there was no inyan, there was no concept of davening b'tzibur. The Maharil writes in the Hilchos Eruvei Chatzeros of setting up an Erev. He notes that there was no heter at all to make an Erev in order to have tefillah b'tzibur, because tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv. And therefore, to have the heter to make the Erev at a time where you shouldn't, he says, is not allowed, because there's no mitzvah to daven b'tzibur. As well, in the Chavos Yair, the Tshuvas Yad El Yosem and Zion says that there's a possibility of a hefsin meruba, or a person is ill, that you don't have to daven b'tzibur. He says there's no reason not to do it, then it would be usher to not go. But he said if there's other extenuating circumstances, then a person is allowed to not daven with a minyan. The Magen Avraham writes in Taf Tes Vav, he argues with the Maril and says tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah, and you can make an Erev for it. However, he does seem to agree that tefillah b'tzibur is only a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. It's a nice thing to do. But says the Magen Avraham, you don't have to daven b'tzibur with a minyan. Rav, the Tshuvas Ish Matzliach in Chelek Beis in Siman Aleph has a long, long arichas. And he cites a sefer called the Yerios HaOel, who says that there isn't even a chiyuv derabanan, not even a mitzvah derabanan to daven with a minyan. And he, although there's a mila and a benefit, so to speak, but it's not something you have to do. He also cites the Krach Shel Romi, the famous chief rabbi of Rome in Siman Zayin, who says that tefillah b'tzibur doesn't even have Zecher Veroshem min ha-mitzvos, not even a little bit of an aspect of a mitzvah. Afil midurabanan vein ruach mitzvah b'davar. There's not even the spirit of a mitzvah connected to davening b'tzibur. And the Urias Ohel notes that the Krach Sharomi may have gone a little bit far with that description of davening with a minyan, but he says, in principle, he is correct. There may not be a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. The Ish Maseach rejects this approach. He says there is a mitzvah derabanan of tefillah b'tzibur, and even the Krach Sharomi has to admit that Kedusha, Kaddish, those aspects of davening are at least a mitzvah derabanan. There is some part of davening that's a mitzvah derabanan, therefore you need a tzibur for those aspects of tefillah. And it must mean that the Krach Shel Romi is talking about Shmona Esrei b'tzibur may not have even a chiyuv derabanan. And the nafka mean is going to be someone who davens b'yachidus, you daven alone, and then he decides to go here Kaddish and Kedusha and Shul. I mean, according to that, you'll be fine, because at the end of the day, I daven b'yachidus, and I'm getting all the things I have to do with Kaddish and Kedusha later on. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Ches. Tefillas HaTzibur Nishmas Tamid. The tefillah of the Tzibur is always heard. Vafilu Hayu Behen Chotim. Even if there are sinners in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moes B'Tefillashen Shel Rabban Lefichach. Tzarech Adam L'Shatef Atzmin L'Tzibur. A person must join up with the Tzibur for davening. V'lo Yispal B'Yachin and not daven alone. Kozman Sheyachal Yispal M'Tzibur. At any time you can daven with a minyan. So some Achronim want to bring a proof as well from the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi, who says that you have to travel up to 4 mil, a great distance, in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. So if the Shulchan Aruch is telling you to go to such an extent in order to daven B'Tzibur, it must be that there is an aspect of Chiyuv. The Rama writes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in the first Simon, Lo Ye'acher Zman HaTefillah Sha'atzibur Mispalin. Person should not delay himself in the morning to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yet the Shulchan Aruch cryptically writes in Siman Sadi Sif Tes, Yishtadal Adam Lehispalo B'Beis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. A person should try to daven in shul with a minyan. So that word Yishtadal drives the Achronim crazy. Yishtadal, you should try. Where else do you say Yishtadal? You should try to wave Luv and Esrog. You should try to put on tefillin. What does he mean, yishtadel? It's a very funny language. So they want to pull the Shulchan Aruch in their direction. Those who want to say there's no chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur say yishtadel means it's a nice thing, but you don't have to do it. And the others want to say, no, yishtadel means you have to daven with a minyan. So comes Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gros Moshe, Rav Chaim Chelek Beis, and Simcha of Zion. And Rav Moshe says the tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv mitzvah, and of course you have to daven. It's not just a hit or a maila. And he cites the above halacha regarding traveling, the significant amount of distance. And he notes that this is halacha for when you're traveling. And kol shekein, when you're not traveling. Obviously, when you're not traveling, you're going to have to make tefillah b'tzibur when the shul is right down the block. And then he says, don't tell me about yishtadel adam, and Yusuf should try. Yishtadel means it's a chiyuv. You have to go daven b'tzibur. And he explains it's a lashon of chiyuv. And he repeats this as well in Rachaim, Siman Dal, Siman Samaches. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Siman Sadi also says that tefillah b'tzibur is at least a mitzvah darabanam. The Tshuvas Cham Sofer Chelek Vav complains against those people who don't daven b'tzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'chein hadar b'yishuv toch mil l'mkomo shemispalin b'asara. If you live in a community and there's a minyan there, chayiv leilech b'chol yom boker v'erev, b'chol yom boker v'erev, l'spal b'tzibur, you have to go morning and night. Marav also tefillah b'tzibur, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is a chiyuv. Rav Moshe writes as well in Aruch Chaim Chelek Gimel that even if a person feels he davens better alone than davening b'tzibur, you still have to daven b'tzibur at the end of the day. Even for an adam gadol and a tzaddik, you think that you're a rebbe and you can daven by yourself and you have more kavana, says Rav Moshe, you should get over yourself and go to shul and daven b'tzibur. No individual is greater than the tzibur, no matter how great a tzaddik that you think that you are. However, we do see that there's a very, very strong leaning that it's not a chiyuv. And for that reason, we see many cases where it may be preferable to not daven b'tzibur in certain bidyevet situations. We'll go through a couple of those. Davening alone instead of davening at a bidyevet zman, right? It could be that the minyan near you is davening at Tarte de Sastre. In those long summers, they're davening mincha after the plag, but before the shkia, in that time where they shouldn't have been davening. So the poskim say, better to daven biyachidus in the right zman, and not daven Tarte de Sastre after the plag before shkia, because that is an isser, that would be a problem, but that's against the Gemara. And here we see there's maybe an aspect of hitter, therefore better to daven b'yachidus than to daven in a bad zman. Davening on a plane, according to many poskim, Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes in Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shechter, Rav Adji Yosef, all say that it is not appropriate to daven in the minyan on a plane because it is mafriya people, it bothers people, it is annoying to people on the plane, and therefore better to daven b'yachidus in your seat than to go and disturb the rest of the plane. Let's just end with one final point, and that is, what is the halacha regarding a chassan during Sheva Bracha? Should the chassan go to shul and daven tefillah b'tzibur, or should he not? So we have an old minna going back to the Machzor Vitri, the Simcha Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, in his Hilchos Nisuin, and also the Maharil as well writes in Hilchos Nisuin that the chassan does not go to shul during Sheva Brachas. Rather, he should stay home and daven. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berura in Kuf Lamed Aleph cites the Taz, who says that he shouldn't daven with a minyan, so he doesn't cause them to not say Tachanun. Right? We say the other way. Of course we want the Chassan to come to Shul, because we ought to skip Tachanun, right? Says the Mishnah Berura, no, they're going to be brokenhearted if they can't say Tachanun. Therefore the Chassan should stay at home, daven by himself, and not ruin the tachanun of the tzibur. And this is what the Be'er Heitev says, the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, the Isha Yisrael, Shon Halachos, Nesun Kilchasa, all cite this, that it's better for the chasa not to go to shul during Shavuot Brachas. There are other reasons given as well why the chasan doesn't go to shul. The Prisha writes in Eben Ezra, Simon Samech Dal, in the Beis Shmuel, the chasan shouldn't go to minyan during Shavuot Brachas because it's usher him to go out alone. Chasan shouldn't go alone during that time. Therefore, he shouldn't go to minyan. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says the chassan is domel melech, and since he's like a king, the chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur is lessened because of his greatness as being a king at that time as well. Rosh Hashanah Zalman also suggests there's a greater patur from tachlin during Shavuot Brachos in general as well. However, the Kaf HaChaim writes, as does Rosh Hashanah Zalman halacha lemais, the king of halacha, all say the chassan should go to shul. So therefore, the chassan needs to decide whatever the minhag of the makob is, whatever the rabbi of the shul says, to decide based on that. But we see here all these heterim regarding not davening tefillah b'tzibur because of this very, very strong sheet of the Rishonim that maybe tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv. At the end of the day, everyone must come to shul as Rav Moshe Paskins. You must daven tefillah b'tzibur whenever possible. And only in bidyevet situations should a certain person not daven tefillah b'tzibur. The Nesu'in Kilchasam in Perek Tesvav notes that some would arrange a special minyan for the chassan in his house, not to take away from the tachanun of the shul. And others would have the chassan come to shul during Shavuot Brachos and have him leave during tachanun. But that's just a tease for the whole shul. I don't think anyone's going to be happy with that. So people should figure out what the minhagim are and do the proper things in those shuls.